There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Kevin McAleese is on the phone from Washington, D.C. Kevin, good to have you back on.
Great to be on.
So where do we start over the weekend? I suppose one thing is Donald Trump, the president, is under fire. Really, the headline, there are a number of headlines. I'm going to start with this one, saying the FBI's reputation is in tatters over its probe into alleged collusion between Russia and his campaign. It's a strong statement, Kevin.
Yeah, it's a strong statement, but not that surprising from this president, who has a history of not only going after various institutions, be they federal courts, the FBI, but also this, of course, is the man who fired the former director of the FBI, James Comey, and that's a big part of this sprawling, ongoing, never-ending story concerning the Russia investigation and whether or not Donald Trump and his associates were in any way colluding with the Kremlin in a bid to influence the outcome of the last election, which, of course, the billionaire successfully won over Hillary Clinton. And it's Hillary Clinton that he's been talking about again this morning. We've just heard from him moments ago before he boarded Marine One for Utah, where he said, answering reporters, he said, "I feel badly for General Flynn." That's, of course, his former National Security Advisor, who has now pled guilty to lying to the FBI, and went on then to move quickly from saying he felt badly for Flynn to saying that Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI and nothing happened to her. And I'm quoting him now, "She lied many times, Flynn lied, and they ruined his life. It's very unfair." That's a very interesting response for Donald Trump to give to the Flynn predicament. Remember, of course, Donald Trump has pardon power. He has that presidential ability to potentially pardon Mike Flynn. Is this show of support hinting at something down the line? Well, we'll wait and see. The other thing this morning, he's been tweeting again, and he's been directing his 44 million plus followers to watch Alan Dershowitz, who's a legal scholar who often comes to the defense of Donald Trump. He appeared on Fox, the president's favorite news channel, this morning, talking about what's going on with respect to the witch hunt, as he calls this Russia probe headed by Robert Mueller. I did have a quick look at that before I came on air to talk with you guys. Basically, Dershowitz is saying you cannot charge a president with obstruction of justice for exercising his constitutional power. And, of course, this all relates to this tweet that went out over the weekend that now his lawyer is claiming responsibility for. Lawyer John Dowd says he sent the tweet. It was a mistake. But that tweet has reopened this debate over whether or not Donald Trump has obstructed justice. It suggested he knew Mike Flynn had lied to the FBI before he then went on to ask James Comey, the former director, to drop the Flynn investigation. That is Comey's testimony. Donald Trump denies that's the case. But this just spirals and continues and just seems to have, you know, so many tentacles you lose count.
And Kevin, the U.S. tax reforms are one of the big stories over there at the moment. We're hearing that U.S. senators did pass the sweeping tax cut bills. This could be Donald Trump's first big legislative victory.
Yeah, this is really big. It affects every man, woman, child in the United States, and it would be the largest change to the U.S. tax law since the 1980s under Reagan. The big headline from this sort of 500-page document is that they're going to slash corporation tax potentially from 35% down to 20%. That is going to benefit the top earners. We're still unsure what it will mean for middle-income earners. Seems to be mixed results if, depending on which analysts you talk to. But this is, once they iron out some differences, it's really a formality. This bill is probably going to get done. Donald Trump wants it done before the Christmas period. He said that. He's talking about, you know, this is going to be a really happy event for the American people. Well, we'll wait and see as we pour through the finer details. Stumbling on this would have been disastrous for Donald Trump because he's got the midterms coming in 2018. He will already be looking forward to 2020. And, of course, come January, that's 1 year in office for this president. He doesn't have any other major legislative victory to his name. You know, all he's really done is sign a number of executive orders and got one guy into the Supreme Court that was his choice. But beyond that, He failed to get Obamacare repealed and replaced. That was another campaign promise. This time, the billionaire who said on the campaign trail, I understand tax, I can simplify tax, this is my wheelhouse, I can get this done. Well, if he does that, that's going to be great for him, and it's going to be great for his administration, because it's going to be a headline that doesn't talk about this Russia investigation, which has dominated his presidency from day one.
There's no doubt it is a major victory, certainly in presidential terms. But the question does remain, doesn't it? I don't know much about the American tax system. I wonder if tax experts in the US know a great deal about the tax system at times. It's very, very complicated. If it simplifies tax, that's a good thing. It's going to be welcome. But if you drop corporation tax from 35 to as much as 20%, there's a massive hole there. How on earth do you fill a hole as large as that? Kevin?
Well, that's the question. And that's what the Democrats have argued. You know, they say this is going to add $1.4 trillion over the next decade to what is already a $20 trillion national debt for the United States. The Republicans who put this tax proposal together and now have to reconcile it before it can go to Donald Trump's desk to be signed into law, they argue, look, what we're doing here is we are cutting corporation tax. We are going to see American businesses pour back into the United States, reinvesting there, stimulating what is already a really strong economy. And the economy is in good shape. So they argue that that's, you know, it will balance, because some analysts believe that, you know, for that $1.4 trillion hole, they're only these tax cuts will only stimulate an additional $400 billion. So, you know, you've got a massive deficit there. But the Republicans say, you know, this needs to happen. This is going to benefit people across the board. As I said, you know, this would be the biggest tax overhaul of the tax code for decades, and would be a phenomenal marker for Donald Trump's presidency to date.
And just finally, very briefly, the CVS and buyout of health insurer Aetna has been making headlines. We were talking about it on the business headlines a little earlier, but making waves around the world, that one.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the proposed $66 billion buyout. This would create a sprawling healthcare empire, which they project could be worth $240 billion in terms of annual revenue. To put that into perspective, only Walmart would be larger in terms of annual revenue among U.S. companies. But there are lots of questions, as there always are among these multi-million dollar mergers, takeovers, and buyouts that now need to be poured over. You know, acquiring Aetna would give CVS pharmacies a lot of patient data and a lot of leverage in terms of getting lower drug prices from pharmaceutical companies. The price of pharmaceuticals in the United States is a major issue and concern, especially, you know, when the issue of the healthcare law going forward, you know, is still very much up in the air. But a major deal, talking about a lot of money.
Kevin McAleese is in Washington, D.C. Always appreciate you coming on, Kevin. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.